YouTube is now using AI to help podcasters promote themselves with clips and shorts. There's a whole lot more to it today that we're going to go over, but this is a really cool feature. YouTube is unveiling a whole lot of AI tools for creators. This episode, we're going to talk about podcasting specifically and how you can use AI to grow your podcast. We're going to get into all those details. Before we do, Jaden, why don't you tell them about our school community?
Yeah, so every week, Jamie and I record an exclusive video over on our school community. We don't post anywhere else. And this week, I did a bunch of work with YouTube Shorts on one of my channels, and I feel like I finally cracked the YouTube short form algorithm. I break down how I was able to get videos to go viral. I open up my analytics for my YouTube dashboard. I show you what the videos were, and also how I funneled short form viral videos into my long form content on that channel, and how the connection between the algorithm works. I show you that literally the format of the videos that I made. I show you posting frequencies. Like, I break down all the analytics that is not published anywhere else. So if you're interested in using YouTube to basically grow and scale your business, I think, or any sort of video platform or your career, which I think is so applicable today, go check that out. It's on our school community. It's $22 a month. We just raised the price. We're going to raise it again next week. So every week we raise the price. If you want to lock in at $22 a month, go get it now. Next week it'll be 23 and 24, and we'll just raise it a dollar every week. So if you want to lock in this price now, go over the link and get that. I would like highly, highly recommend watching this week's video on what I was able to do with YouTube Shorts. Okay, let's get into what's going on with the YouTube AI podcaster promotion thing. This is something we talk about a lot. You know, on our AI Hustle School community, I have a whole segment on podcast promotion. We're obviously running this podcast, so we do a lot with podcasting. But the reason why we bring this up on the AI Hustle podcast is because I believe podcasts are one of the most underutilized and most high value add mediums for growing your business. Basically, if someone's sitting down and listening to you for 10 minutes to an hour once a day or a few times a week talk about different topics, they build a lot of trust with you. It's a really incredible way to grow your personal brand or your business. And so there's so many different tools with AI that we talk about here on the show that can help with that, speed up the process. Obviously, you want like it to be your own thoughts and opinions and like you're sharing. That's what people come to the podcast for. There's so many AI tools that help make this more seamless, because I think one of the things that people struggle with podcasting, I own a podcast studio as well. So like I talk to new podcasters, old podcasters all the time. I'm like very deep in the podcast space. One of the big things is people are just concerned about how much time it's going to take. And they don't realize that you can really streamline the entire process to creating podcast content in a very short amount of time. For example, this show, a little behind the scenes, Jamie and I meet together once a week for an hour, and we sit down and we record these different segments, and we publish them over the week. So basically for 1 hour a week, Jamie and I are able to create all of the content that you see on this show. I believe this is a format that you can apply to any business or industry. We're going to go through what YouTube's doing, but I really think this is something that I would highly recommend for businesses. But I guess, Jamie, what is the most interesting or exciting to you with some of these AI tools that you're seeing from YouTube?
Yeah, so there's three main, you know, releases that they have announced. And the first is that you'll now be able to clip your podcast using AI. So they're going to try to find, you know, the most clip-worthy moments in your podcast and then turn them into shorts. So, you know, this is really a useful feature. One, because, you know, YouTube already has all the analytics from your videos. So it actually knows where people are most engaged and where most people are listening. So like there's like a graph that'll show you when you have the most people's attention. So then you can make a short out of that. You know, in the past, there's been these other apps, you know, like Opus Clip, captions app. It has AI, you know, detection of clips supposedly, but in my experience, they're really not that good, because I don't know what its criteria is for a good clip, but YouTube can actually use the data to make your clips, which I think is, you know, super powerful. So you're going to have these really high quality content and then also have the ability to edit it with AI. I think this is an amazing feature.
Yeah. Like, to be honest, I feel bad for companies like Opus Clip, and I'm sure they'll come up with other great things. Like basically they could be more in depth on how the clip looks and making it look really polished and good. And I think that's where they should really focus their energy, because up until now, how Opus Clip and a lot of those other platforms work is you'd give them a YouTube link. They would basically read the transcript, probably just scrape it off of YouTube unless they have an AI model that inputs the audio and reads the transcript. They'd read the transcript and then they'd give it to AI and say, of this transcript, what sections are the most likely to go viral, to give it a virality score? And it's basically just looking at the text, but the text isn't always everything, right? Like maybe something, some crazy graphic is on the screen that people are really interested in looking at. Maybe the way you say the words is also interesting, right? Because your intonation, I could be like, and this crazy thing happened that blew everyone's mind, and people aren't super engaged. But if I'm like super animated, I'm like, this is crazy, this is the game changer, right? Like then people are engaged, but you don't get that from just the transcript. And so I think that's why this is an incredible feature from YouTube. YouTube just, they don't have to look at anything. All they look at is these are the chunks of the video where people are the most engaged. They rewinded to rewatch these different parts over and over again. They didn't drop off when they typically would drop off. Like, they just see the analytics of what the most interested parts of the video were, and they can recommend that you make clips from that. Now, turning those into actual clips, they said in coming months or whatever, everyone's going to get the ability to be able to see where the most interesting parts are, and they'll recommend the clips. But then if you want to actually transform those into clips on YouTube Shorts, that's going to come early next year. So you're gonna have to wait for that. But like, honestly, I would say, don't wait for it. If you're getting the analytics and you know where the good bits are, just grab the video and edit it yourself, or have your editor edit it themselves. You basically have the data. I'm like, if I saw like an amazing arbitrage opportunity to see some crazy growth, I wouldn't be like, well, just wait till early next year when everyone gets it. It's like, nope, that is the mentality of someone that's not going to get the boost. Like if you see the analytics now, I would say capitalize on it now, make those clips now before the easy integration feature comes and everyone's doing it. You'll probably see the most growth now. So anyways, little pro tip that I think is going to be pretty cool.
No, absolutely. I mean, this is huge. And you know, at the end of this article, it talks about how there's over 1 billion monthly podcast listeners on YouTube. So 1 billion with a B, that's an insane number of people that you can reach, especially by making these clips now, because they're trying to get cross promotion going. So if you see a clip and you like it, interact with it, YouTube's going to recommend the full podcast now on their homepage. So there's really a ton of opportunity here to grow your YouTube channel using some of these tools. Like the clipping feature is going to be awesome. Speaking of which, you know, if you're trying to launch a podcast and you want it to be on YouTube as well to reach those viewers, the problem is you got to have video with your podcast. And so a lot of people either aren't comfortable on camera, don't have the technology to be able to, you know, do a live video podcast. But now they have another AI feature they just rolled out where you can actually have YouTube generate visuals for your podcast. You can then upload your audio podcast to YouTube as a video podcast. So I think this is really awesome for some of those people as well.
My advice, if anyone's like really, really serious, it would be just like figure a way to do the video. Like we record all of our podcasts with video, and we always have from the very beginning. We use Riverside, so it's just like Zoom. Jamie and I hop on. When I record solo podcasts that are just by myself, I'm still using Riverside. It's just like Zoom, but with myself. A lot of people are like, but I don't have a camera, or I don't look good. And like, I understand the drawback, but I think if you can get over the perfectionist mentality that everything has to look perfect and you just want to get started, I say improve your process, improve the quality of your production as you go, but just get started with some video. If you have a MacBook, the camera, the 1080p camera on there is completely fine and great. In the past, I've bought on like webcams that just attach to my like desktop computer. And today what I'm actually using, if you're watching this on Spotify or on YouTube, and if you're not, like, go, I think there's a link in the description to this, to our YouTube channel, if you want to see what this video actually looks like. I know we have a lot of Apple listeners that are just audio. But like the video that I'm recording right now is literally just my iPhone. So I have, and I think you can do this different ways with different phones and software and stuff, but basically my iPhone just has like a feature of Apple where it like connects to my MacBook. I can just select my iPhone camera. So I just have like a little magnetic stand behind my computer screen. And whenever when I open it up, I just select my iPhone as the camera and I just put my camera up there. And so this whole thing, I've used like much fancier cameras in the past. But honestly, this is just like such a streamlined workflow for me. And I needed those other cameras for a different project that I'm working on. And I didn't want to keep having to attach and reattach them. I got sick of it. So I'm like, you know what? It's like so easy now. I just clip my phone on and record the whole shoot and I'm like done. And it's really high quality. Obviously these cameras are like 4K nowadays. So like it's as good as it gets. Yeah, I would just say like, don't worry. I would really focused on trying to do the video. I know some people don't want to. And if that's a really big barrier to entry for you, then YouTube has a solution where you could just record the audio and they will be able to put some sort of video or animation or thing on there so people can overcome that.
All in all, I think a lot of these features are really awesome. And I think, like I said, YouTube's really pushing the podcast thing. I think they'd like to take over, you know, Apple and Spotify, or at least compete in a big way. And I think they're doing just that, especially with the rollout of some of these new tools. So if you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to leave us a rating and review wherever you're listening. We really appreciate those. And then again, check out the AI Hustle School community if you want to learn how to take it to the next level and start earning some money with some of these AI tools or grow your business as well. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.